U.S. and throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Alabama. Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama. And the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah, give
pitches
it
back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50,
he's got
40,
it. He's got
20,
it.
20. 10,
he's got
5,
it!
End zone! Touchdown, Titans! There are no flags on the field! It's a miracle!
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake. In the studio this afternoon with Big Lou on the boards. It is Friday, the first day of March. Hope everybody had a wonderful leap day yesterday, February 29th. I mean, come on, it only happens once every 4 years, Big Lou.
It's a pretty cool thing.
It is a very cool thing. Last night, our local team that was in the boys region final in at Richland High School in North Giles County went down to the Eagleville Eagles 64-56 in the region finals of the Region 5 single A tournament. However, if you reach the finals, you still have one more game to play to try to get to the Glass House in Murfreesboro
to
the state tournament. You go to the sectionals or sub-state, as we used to call them. Even though Santa Fe got beat, they will play on Monday night at Wayne County.
Yep.
And
we'll be there.
And we're going to be there. And we're going to broadcast that game. So, you Santa Fe fans, you basketball, Murray County basketball fans, we are going to broadcast that game. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on probably 15 minutes beforehand. And it will be Big Lou and I, and possibly Clayton the Claw Harris will be with us. But we're going to make the trip down to Wayne County and see if the Santa Fe Wildcats and Coach Slaughter and his son, Auden.
Two sons. Jack Slaughter, too.
You know what? Clayton told me that they were not brothers.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think they're cousins.
Well, same difference.
Yeah, I mean, close.
They're related.
Absolutely, they're on the team together.
But Auden last night officially.
I bet they look at each other like they're brothers.
Probably.
You know,
44 points.
34 points.
44.
40. I'm sorry.
Out of the 56.
44 out of 56 points Auden Slaughter had last night, but it wasn't enough to get him over the top and be victorious against Eagleville. So
it's a heartbreaker.
Yeah. So Santa Fe Wildcats have to go on the road to Wayne County Monday night, and we will have the game right here on 101.7 WKOM, and we'll bring that game to you. If you can't make it down, about an hour and 10-minute drive down to Waynesboro in Wayne County. And so now as far as the high school schedule goes, there are 16 teams remaining in each four classifications of the high school tournament, trying to get to Murfreesboro across the state of Tennessee. These are some matchups of local teams in our area, maybe not Murray County, but outlying counties, Lawrence
County.
Close
to us.
Right, you know. Places where this signal reaches to. We could pick up this 101.7 clearly in Richland last night. So that's no problem.
You can pick it up in Brentwood.
Eagleville in the girls sub-state, okay? Eagleville will go to Wayne County Girls. That's going to be a tough matchup. Wayne County Girls are really good.
Yep.
And that's in the that's a 1A sectional. In the 2A sectional, Cheatham County will be at Loretta in South Lawrence County. Another 2A matchup, Summertown travels to Huntington or Huntingdon.
Huntington.
It's spelled with a D-O-N at the end, so I try to get it right. Huntingdon.
Yeah.
Huntingdon, okay?
It's a tongue twister.
Summertown at Huntingdon in the 2A girls region. We don't have really have anybody in the 3A, don't have anybody in the 4A. So that's all we got in the girls. Now, in the boys sectional, 1A, Frank Hughes or Clifton, Tennessee, that's in Wayne County, Frank Hughes High School, will travel to Eagleville. Santa Fe will travel, as I said, to Wayne County, and all these boys' games will be played on Monday night. I'm assuming the girls haven't checked their schedule, but they should play Saturday night.
Probably.
So, Santa Fe at Wayne County, 1A, sectional, 7 o'clock Monday night. We'll be right here. We're going to carry the game on 101.7, don't forget. In the 2A sectionals, Mount Pleasant, 22-7 record, will be at Hickman County. And that's about a 45-minute drive west of here. So, Mount Pleasant people, load up, get on down to Hickman County, support your boys on Monday night.
I think they can get a win, too.
Yeah. Oh, they very well could.
Mount Pleasant's a good team.
East Hickman's at Cannon County in a 2A sectional. In 3A sectional, Lawrence County, with a record of 25-6, is at Red Bank. Red Bank is 27-7. So that should be a great ball game. And just north of us, 4A sectional, Beach will be at Independence.
Beach.
Life's a beach.
Yeah.
That's
Jalen Hurd.
That's a beach.
That's where Jalen Hurd came from.
That's a beach right there with the water lapping up on the.
Yeah.
What a beach. Beach.
Yeah, sure.
At Independence High School on Monday night.
Independence is good, man. Tylan Lewis leads
that
team.
Yeah, that cat can play. Yeah, for sure.
His dad played at Central. He was a really good player at Central back in the day, and now he's a really good player for Independence. Wish he was down here, but Independence lucky to have him.
The college football playoffs have a new format, people. The people who make the decisions for the college football playoff, school administrators and whatnot, on Tuesday, adopted a change to the 12-team expanded playoff model. You know, we're going to 12 teams, right?
Yeah. Just went to 12 teams.
Moving to a 5+7 system that incorporates 5 automatic qualifying spots for the highest-ranked conference champions and 7 at-large spots for the next highest-ranked teams. They scrapped the 6+6 after the realignment of all the – basically the dissolving of the Pac-12, all those teams moving out from the left coast, coming east to join Big Ten and
which
the Big 12.
Was the right decision.
And real, well, yeah, I mean, if you don't have
5+7.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. So, I mean, it's Power 5.
That's right.
Champions of their conference are going to make it in regardless.
They're going to get automatic their AQs or automatic qualifiers is what they call them.
And then the next 7 would be the best of the next 7 at large bids.
That's correct. And this will go on for at least 2 more years. They're going to just at this point give that a shot and see what happens.
But I'm hearing that there's already talks of expanding it to 14 teams.
That's right. And they've already talked about that. And in that, they're talking about giving the Big Ten and the SEC 3 automatic bids, and then giving the ACC and the Big 12 2 automatic bids, and then giving the Power 5, best team out of the Power 5, or group of five conferences, the best team out of them, an automatic bid,
right,
and then having like, what does that leave, like 3 at-large bids.
Correct, I think.
So, stay tuned. We'll see what happens. University of Tennessee and Josh Heupel.
Come on.
Heupel?
He's been there.
Josh Heupel.
This will be his
Okay.
Fourth year.
It's just the way he spells it. I can't. It's hard when I picture his name.
Is it DeBoer or is it?
I don't know.
Is it Kalen or is it Kalen?
DeBoer. I don't know.
It's Josh Heupel.
Okay.
You know that. You're just
the head coach of the University of Tennessee football team has offered a scholarship to Gerard Pringle Jr., a running back prospect.
What a name.
Out of Sefner, Florida, from Armwood High School. Gerard Pringle Jr., and this is for the class of 2025. He's 5'10", 182 pounds, four-star running back. Pringle Jr. is the number 347th overall prospect in the 25 class. He's number 28 among running backs, number 49 in the state out of the state of Florida, which says a lot because there's a lot of great football players that come out of the state of Florida. Yeah. And to be within the top 50,
it's a big deal
for the class of 2025 means you're pretty dang good.
And now they also have a great chance to end up on the all name team,
right?
Gerard Pringle Jr.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a name.
I love Pringles.
They're good.
I just like the plain ones. You don't have to flavor
really?
Them. I don't have to flavor. I don't like the cheddar or the sour cream. The barbecue is okay, but just give me the plain Pringles. I'm cool with that.
Kind of bland.
But other schools that have also offered him. Now this is just an offer he hasn't signed. Alabama's offered him. OU, Texas, A&M, Georgia, Auburn, Colorado, blah blah blah. Except, I mean, there's a whole list. I'm talking about probably 15 to 20 other schools besides the one I just named off that offered Mr. Pringle. So stay tuned to see where he goes. Now, I was also looking at something. Odds to win the Big Ten in football, okay? The Big Ten in football.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, Ohio State has just been going crazy lately. They got the quarterback from Alabama, Saiyan, decommitted from Alabama or left Alabama, whatever he did, and now he's at Ohio State. Ohio State is the favorite pretty much by far to win the Big Ten. They are 1.5 to 1. So you put up $100 to win the Big Ten on Ohio State to win the Big Ten, you get $150 back.
Yep.
Oregon is next now in
really?
The Big Ten at 2.5 to 1 to win it. Michigan, after losing J.J. McCarthy and
Jim Harbaugh
leaving, blah, 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 the cheating scandal and all that stuff. Looks like the cupboard's pretty bare at Michigan, but they're the third favorite to win the Big Ten, according to BetMGM, at plus their 4.5 to 1. Penn State is 6 to 1. USC, and then listen to this. After those four, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, and Penn State at 6 to 1, then it goes to Southern Cal, and they're 23 to 1.
Wow, that's a big jump.
That's a big jump from 6 to 1 to 23 to 1. Iowa's 35 to 1.
That's almost
Washington's
triple.
50 to 1. Maryland's 55 to 1, and then so on. But I mean,
that's almost a triple 6 to 1 jump to 23.
So obviously there are four teams, and I'm just saying, if Ryan Day and Ohio State doesn't get it done this year, then just fill the horseshoe in, shut everything down, make it a concert venue, or just start playing soccer there. I don't know.
Do you think they get rid of the guy?
The door is so wide open. I mean, and there's no glass in that window. I mean, it has just been broken out. The window's wide open. The door's wide open. Whatever you want to say. You know, Ohio State, it's set up, man.
Yeah,
it's set up for you to take at least the Big Ten.
You're a blue blood. I mean, you've got to do something. The guy has so much success in the regular season, it just all falls apart at the end of the year. Every year that he's been there.
Well, I tell you what, it better stop falling. It better come together at the end of this football season coming up, or Ryan Day's going to have to find him a new job. I'm just telling you, Ohio State people are not going to put up with it any longer, and there's no excuses this year. I guarantee you that's going to be their motto.
No excuse.
Ohio State, no excuse.
Don't be surprised.
You know why there's no excuse? Because there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I'm Drake. He's Big Lou. Hang tight.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled. But then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Surex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy downs. And I'm a good agent, so call me, Debbie Matthews with Nash Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
Come, my lady, come, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, come.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake. Thank you for joining us. I'm in the studio with Big Lou running the boards for us and spinning the tunes. And, man, there's a big basketball game this weekend.
Huge.
Gigantic.
Are we going to be able to keep it civil here on the air?
Yeah, we're
going to
keep it civil.
Sure.
There are two teams atop of the Southeastern Conference basketball regular season throne right now, and they are tied. It is the University, number four, University of Tennessee Volunteers. I believe 12-3 is their record.
Yeah, they're both 12-3.
Also, with an identical conference record.
Well, the conference record is 12-3.
Defending regular season champion, defending tournament SEC tournament champion, Alabama Crimson Tide, with their coach Nate Ball and Oates, and both of them have identical records at 12-3. And guess what, folks? They face off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Tuscaloosa at Coleman Coliseum.
And you can take your pick of what broadcast you want to listen to.
Now.
Obviously, our sister station and Bob Kessling and Bertle Camp would
Tennessee,
be the best answer there.
Okay. Tennessee is a slight favorite to win the Southeastern Conference. If you went to a sports book online – and we're looking to place a bet on who's going to win the Southeastern Conference. Tennessee, as far as BetMGM, is a minus 125, while Alabama is minus 110. So you'd have to put a little – to get $100, you'd have to put 125 down, risk 125 on Tennessee, while you'd have to risk 110 to win 100 on Alabama to win the championship. So there, and then other sites like Caesars have it at basic even money. They're both minus 115 apiece. So it's really going to be a very tight ball game. I think Alabama, the line is Alabama minus 2 with a 158, 159 over-under total. And I tell you what, I know I'm an Alabama guy, but I'm going to pick Alabama.
You know,
and I'm going to say 81-78.
It's two really, really good teams. I think it was a 19-point game in Knoxville, but Tennessee plays so much better in Thompson Bowling Arena than they
Food City Center. Yeah. Thompson Bowling Arena in the Food City Center.
Which is
so you go
stupid.
Get your grow. You go watch Tennessee whip up on other basketball teams, and you can send the misses into another part of the arena to do your grocery shopping.
I don't know if there's a Food City.
Oh, there's not.
In the arena. I think it's just sponsored.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I misunderstood that.
Two really, really good teams. I don't think Alabama played very well when they came to Knoxville, but I know that they're going to play well tomorrow night. It's a lot later in the season, and teams are a lot more. And that's, I mean, that obviously, you know, Vegas thinks the same way, minus two right there, but.
Okay.
I'm
well, they're at home,
it.
So you're going to get a little bit of cushion because you're at home from Vegas. You're going to get a little bit more,
right?
You know, they're going to make you a little bit of a favorite because you're playing at home, right, in front of your home crowd. My question is this, and I'm really not just saying this because I went to Alabama and I'm an Alabama fan, but is Alabama being disrespected? Because I mean, look at it this way. Alabama is number 14 in the country right now as far as the AP Top 25 goes. Their record is 19-8, okay?
Overall.
Tennessee's record is 21-6.
22-6 now.
Okay, 22-6.
After the Auburn game.
And I'm sorry, Alabama's 28 then.
Yep.
Okay. So we're talking about
two games.
Two games difference, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee's at 4. Alabama's at 14. They are matching up tomorrow night. Vegas has them basically as a pick. I mean, minus two, you're a bucket difference. That's a pick. I mean, I understand. My question is, you know, there's Marquette at 21-6, number five. There's Arizona 21-6, number six. Kansas 21-6 at number seven. I'm going right down the line. Iowa State 21-6 at eight. North Carolina 21-6 at nine. Duke 21-6 at 10. Auburn 21-6, which they have split now. Alabama and Auburn did.
Right. That's what I was going to ask.
They split. They're at 11. Creighton's at 12. Illinois at 13, and then comes Alabama. I'm just and you know, rankings don't mean I really don't care. I mean, I just question whether the team as a whole, if you're on that team, Big Lou, and our listeners out there, if you guys are on Alabama's team and you're sitting at 14 in the country, and these guys, don't tell me the players don't look at it. Don't tell me the coaches don't look at
it. They do.
They want to know where they're ranked in the country. And my question is, if you're on that team, do you feel disrespected?
I don't think so. And let me explain a little bit. Three of Tennessee's losses came out of the top five early in the season. They lost to Kansas, Purdue in the same tournament, and one other team.
Can I say something real quick though?
Yeah.
Before you,
and I'm not.
But I'm not just talking about Tennessee. Tennessee deserves to be up there. I'm not. I don't have a problem with Tennessee being number four.
I think Alabama should be higher.
I just think. Yeah, I don't think they ought to flip flop or anything. No. I'm just saying. Is Alabama, are there nine teams better than Alabama between Tennessee at four and Alabama at 14? Are there really nine teams that are better or should be ranked higher than Alabama?
I would have to really, really dive into
and sit there and look at all of
every win and loss and the caliber of every win and loss.
I get it. And I understand that.
And it's about quad one wins and two, whatever that means. I have no idea what that means.
I understand that. But, I mean, Alabama's tied at the top of the SEC Southeastern Conference, which is a very strong conference this year basketball-wise.
I think they're better than Auburn.
With the Tennessee Vols, they have the exact same conference record, and they're ranked 10 spots below the Vols, where the Vols are. And I'm not saying they should be three or four where the Vols are. I think the Vols are probably a better team than Alabama right now.
At a neutral site, probably.
And have been over the course of the year. But I'm just saying, are there nine other teams that are better than Alabama? And in this scenario of the Alabama team and Nate Oates looking at this, are they being disrespected? And you know what happens to teams when they feel like they're disrespected?
You get a chip on your shoulder.
You get a chip on their shoulder, and they go out to prove something.
And you usually play well.
Which is fine with me. Yeah. With being an Alabama fan,
obviously.
Which is fine with me. Yeah. It motivates you to get out there and prove people wrong.
Prove why you should be in the top 10.
Absolutely.
Is pretty much what you're saying.
Okay, other top 25 SEC weekend games on tap for tomorrow. Number 24, starting off with number 24, Florida, is going to be at number 18, South Carolina.
That'll
at 11
really
in the morning.
Game.
That should be a good game. That starts at 11 in the morning. Arkansas hadn't had a very good year.
No.
Is at number 16, Kentucky, and that tips off at 12:30. Mississippi State is at number 11, Auburn. That could end up being a pretty good game at 3 o'clock. And like I said, Tennessee, Bama, probably for the regular season SEC title tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Coleman Coliseum, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
And wake up early. You know, the game's at 7, but College Game Day is in Tuscaloosa tomorrow morning as well.
First time ever.
So that should tell you how – oh, really, first time ever for a basketball game?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. Other top 25 matchups this weekend, tomorrow. Number 7, Kansas is at number 15, Baylor. Number 5, Marquette is at number 12, Creighton. Do you know what the Creighton's nicknames are?
You've already asked me this on the air, and it's the Blue Jays.
That's right, the Blue Jays, yeah. And number 23, Gonzaga, who won last night, is at number 17, St. Mary's. So, you know, there you have it. Roll Tide's all I got to say of that, buddy. All you can say is what?
Go Vols, baby.
There you go. Go Big Orange.
Go Big Orange.
And I'm not mad at you for that, see?
No.
I'm cool with it. Yeah. All right. Hey, how about those Predators, man?
How about them?
Those Predators, folks. If I don't know if you've been living under a rock, I don't know what you've been doing sports wise, but let me. Hopefully, you haven't, because it's cold. That would be pretty cold this time of year.
Yep.
And lonely.
Till tomorrow. It's gonna be nice tomorrow.
Yeah, until tomorrow. Yeah, but still living under a rock.
That ain't cool. I don't like that.
I'm not down with that. I'm not down.
I'll pass.
Seven straight victories for the Predators after hammering the Minnesota Wild last night, 6-1. I mean, what? Oh, turn that up.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our tune, baby. Every time they score, crank up old Tim McGraw, and it's a party in Bridgestone.
If you didn't understand that, you need to get to a Predators game and understand the culture, and then you would have understood that.
That's right. There's nothing like sitting there and with a cold one in your hand and dancing to that song right there in Bridgestone.
You know, giving the opposing goalie.
Yeah.
You know, not very
pleasant. What? Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you suck.
That's right. You're exactly right. But right now, the Predators are the hottest team in the NHL, folks. The hottest team. They have won seven straight. They go for their eighth straight tomorrow against one of the better teams in all of the NHL, and that is the Colorado Avalanche. Matter of fact, the Colorado Avalanche is sitting in third place in the Central Division of the Western Conference right now. And guess who's just below them in fourth place? The Predators. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The Nashville Predators are just below the Avalanche. They play tomorrow.
Predators,
I believe that tip-off is 5 o'clock tomorrow in Smashville.
They're in the Western Bridgestone Conference.
Arena. They're in the Western Conference. Don't ask me.
I don't understand that stuff.
Yeah. Now, the next closest win streak to the seven right now by the Nashville Predators is by the Calgary Flames, and the Calgary Flames are in fifth place in the Central Division of the Western Conference, and they're just below Nashville.
We got to keep playing good.
Absolutely.
By the way, six was the franchise record win streak.
Okay. Well, let's go for number eight tomorrow against the Colorado Avalanche.
Love it.
Yeah, the next victim. And then, like I said, puck drops at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So tune in for that. In NFL news, Tom Brady – did you know Tom Brady ran he put on one of his social media posts a video of him running the 40 because back when he was 22 years old and he was in the NFL Combine – as a rookie.
Which is going on right now, by the way.
He ran the 40 in 5.28 seconds back in 2000, the year 2000. 5.28. He was 22 years old.
Which is pretty comparable to what I ran in high school as an offensive lineman.
Now, he just reposted a video of him running another 40 at 46 years old, and he had two stopwatches on him running this 40. One stopwatch showed him 1/10 of a second faster at 46 years old, man.
Yeah.
Rather than he was at 20. He's like a modern day Benjamin Buttons. He's rolling back he's kicking father's time's butt all over the football field.
It's crazy. The video, it looked like more than a tenth of a second. They kind of like overlaid him running as a 22 year old with him running as a 46 year old. And he smoked his 22-year-old self.
And the other stopwatch said 5.12 seconds, which is even a little bit faster than the 1/10 of a second he peeled off of his very first run in the year 2000. You know, he's kind of a maniac about his health regimen.
That's a big-time advertisement for the TB12 training program that he advertises.
But, I mean, out of all the wins, all the Super Bowl rings and all the football wins and everything that he's done on the field and in life and everything, I mean, him being able to run faster at 46 years old than he ran at 22 years old is probably one of the more impressive wins in his whole life. Right?
Pretty remarkable.
Okay. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. Thank you for joining us. Hang tight for a few minutes. We're going to be right back. Wrap this show up. It's Friday. Thank God. I love it. I want some more of it. I tried so hard.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118. or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou Maddox. And you know what? I don't care what anybody says. That's an awesome song.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
You know, we're guys. It's kind of a boy band type girly thing. But
you know, I tell you what, those guys could harmonize. It was absolutely a great tune.
Like a dance, too.
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's great. Okay, the NFL Players Association take a survey or have started taking a survey every year where they're asked questions about the organization that they play for.
I love when this comes out.
They address everything from traveling plans, how the travel is set up, to their locker room facilities, their training facilities, the facilities at the stadiums they play in, and like I said, their training facilities. And they basically grade them like you'd be graded at school, A through F.
F minus. They give out F minuses.
F standing for, well,
for a couple
know,
of teams.
You know what F stands for? Failing, right?
Yes. No, I don't know what that stands for, though.
Now, according to Super Bowl 58 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, they rated their head coach. And you get to rate your head coach, your owner of the franchise. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, got an A+. He got the highest rating of any coach in the NFL by his players, best in the league.
He's a great coach.
Yeah. But that's where the good grades ended for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
In 10 other categories, the two-time defending champs, Super Bowl champs, the franchise or anything that was rated by the players beside their coach did not receive anything above a C+ from its players. Matter of fact, they got two D's, one for the training room and one for team travel. I guess that's how they – where they stay, where they – how they're moved from place to place.
Yeah.
But they got two D's for the training room and the team travel. They got three F's. The Kansas City Chiefs franchise organization got three failing grades from their players for their nutritionist or their dietitian, their locker room facilities, and the training staff that takes care of the players. Got three F's. And one huge F for their owner, Clark Hunt, H-U-N-T.
Yeah, they apparently don't like that guy very much.
And so the whole idea was on, well, Wednesday, reporters – After this survey came out and they saw how bad Kansas City's players had poo-pooed on the franchise of the Chiefs, the corners found the owner, Clark Hunt, and asked him about his F grade or grade of F that he got by his players. And they asked him, "Did you tell the players you would renovate the locker room after Super Bowl 57? And he said, quote, "Well, we did renovate the locker room a couple of years ago, so I'm not sure which locker room they're talking about." Obviously, he's talking about the training facility locker room and the locker room at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yep.
So he kind of seemed, he kind of acted like he was in the dark. He said, quote, the practice facility is something we're going to continue to talk about. He said, it's coming up on 20 years old, the practice facility is. We certainly have outgrown it, and we need to expand and modernize it, Hunt said. So even though they play great football on the field, very hard to beat when it comes playoff time with Darlene Connor, I mean Patrick Mahomes. But anyway,
I think they what they ranked 30 out of 32 or 31 out of 32. I think the only team that was worse than them was the Commanders.
The Washington Commanders, yeah. The Titans, Tennessee Titans ranked 18th, kind of middle of the pack.
Yep.
Which the Commanders, like you just said, were 32nd last. And the first team that got the best grades, the Miami Dolphins.
Yep. Pretty much A's across the board there.
That's right, top to bottom. NCAA football administrators today are expected, or they're expected to finalize a recommendation to adopt the player-to-coach helmet communication system, which is, if you watch NFL, the green dot on the back on the helmet of the quarterback and the
middle linebacker
that calls the signals for the defense. Those players with the green dot on their helmet have radio communicators or listening devices in their helmets to receive communications from the sidelines.
From their coordinators.
Yes.
Offensive,
right.
Defensive coordinators. Easy now, way to call plays.
NCAA football is about to adopt that. Now, Texas Tech used that. They kind of did a little experiment in their bowl game in December. And Texas Tech used these sideline communicators with their quarterback.
Legally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they were allowed to because they wanted – I think the NCAA wanted to just kind of give it a test for them because I think they're going to be implemented this fall.
Well, I think that the NCAA is trying to make the college game more uniform with the NFL, which I think is a good thing. You know, I think we're about to implement 2-minute warnings in college football too.
Well, if you can make if the NCAA can see how things are working on the professional level and make things work smoother, better, and more enjoyable for the fan, make and stop the nefarious things going on like Michigan stealing signals. I mean, when you have coach to helmet communication devices, you don't have to use sideline signals anymore, right?
Right, which, you know,
so thus
I'm
you
gonna
don't,
kinda
so
thus miss because, you know, some of those, you know, posters that they hold up on the sideline, you know, it's a part of the game. It's pretty funny, some of those pictures that they have over there. But
if,
I understand, you know, you don't want your signs being stolen, and it'd be a lot harder to intercept a radio signal coming from a booth upstairs from a coordinator's headset than, you know, just videotaping somebody's signals from the sideline.
Sure. So, not only is college football adopting or going to adopt the helmet communication system for defense and offense, the use of video tablets on the sidelines and in the locker rooms are also going to be allowed. So they'll be able to watch replays. Quarterback, after he throws an interception or whatever, doesn't make a – whatever the deal is, comes to the sideline, sits down. They're able to run back over video replays of that play or prior plays that they want to look at to see what went wrong or what went right, what
right.
they did right. And they'll be able to go into and the locker room at halftime and use those tablets too to help make corrections or whatever they need to do as far as that. And another thing, we're getting the 2-minute warning in college football, folks. Check us out. We're hitting the big time. But you know what? It's really ultimately it really is just another commercial break.
It's just another way for, you know, CBS and ESPN and to make money.
You're exactly right. That's what the 2-minute warning is all about.
And they're getting a little too greedy because they already did that last year with, you know, taking away clock stoppage after first downs and going out of bounds unless, you know, you're inside 5 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever the official rule was. But it makes the game go by faster, and you know, but it still lasts the same amount of time because you're putting more commercials in.
That's right.
Which is frustrating.
The 2 minute warning or break will operate as same as NFL's, according that will mirror the NFL 2 minute warning. And you know, did you know the NFL, as far as the helmet, coach to helmet communications, they've been using that for almost 30 years.
I'd like to see those first systems.
For almost 30 years, the NFL has been using that helmet to coach communication system.
So back to the mid-90s, it's probably a pretty decent-sized earpiece inside of that helmet that probably broke a lot.
That makes me just feel old as dirt. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Man.
I hear you.
But – no, you don't. You're 19. You're 20 years old.
Well, I mean, I understand that, you know, the 90s don't seem like that long
ago. I appreciate
ago,
you feeling my pain, Big Liz.
30 years ago.
Hopefully there's some listeners out there that feel my pain also. Well, the helmet communication is probably the most significant technological change in the college game. So that there's no more, like we said, earlier, no more Jim Harbaugh, Connor Stallions going to other the opponent's stadiums, videotaping signals they're sending in defensively and offensively. None of that crap's going to happen anymore if you have the coach-to-helmet communications. So, and it's kind of – I just thought, you know, Jim Harbaugh's leaving the college. They won the national championship behind this scandal of sign stealing and all this junk going on at Michigan. Now he's going in the NFL, leaving that behind him. And it's kind of like teams that were paying cash to their players, and now the NIL is here. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost as though
– I can see that.
And now when you look to prosecute a team for doing – for stealing signs or paying their players in cash, well, it's not against the law anymore. It's kind of like keeping all these folks in prison in states for – for selling marijuana or being caught with marijuana, and they're in prison right now in a state where marijuana is legal.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make common sense. It's not fair. So how do you prosecute something that is now no longer an issue?
In other words, give Reggie Bush his Heisman Trophy back.
Well, I don't, yeah.
That's pretty much the same principle as what we're talking
about. But I mean, at the time, you know.
Well, plus at the Bush time, those people were caught with marijuana. It was illegal there,
Bush
too.
They were pretty blatant about it. I mean, they were riding to Stanford and staying, going up and staying near Stanford when they played Stanford up there, and staying in a big Ritz-Carlton hotel, and family being driven around and in a limousine. And I mean, I don't know Reggie Bush's family history, but I'm just guessing that pretty much for the most part, they, without help from – boosters at Southern Cal, they couldn't afford that type of luxury to go to see their son play against Stanford.
It was high living.
It definitely was high living. And they weren't very quiet about it.
No.
I mean, if they were trying to keep it a secret, they did a pretty bad job of it.
Whatever he got was still a drop in the bucket compared to what players are getting today.
Okay, I've got a couple of Magic 8-Ball picks if you guys are interested. Tonight in the NBA, take the Charlotte Hornets plus 11 points versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Take the LA Clippers minus 14 over the Wizards tonight. And go over in the Dallas-Boston game, over 237. Tonight in college, go over in the Dayton-Loyola game, Loyola-Chicago game, and go under in the Columbian-Princeton game.
Ivy League.
Yeah. So, have fun with that. Big game tomorrow night against the Vols in Tuscaloosa. I'm going to be watching it. Thank you all for joining us. This has been the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake. He is Big Lou. We are back on the air Monday at 4 o'clock. Have a great weekend.